1. Serving in Florida. Mostly out of laziness, I decide to start my low-wage life in the town nearest to where I actually live, Key West, Florida, which, with a population of about 25,000, is elbowing its way up to the status of a genuine city. The downside of familiarity, I soon realize, is that it's not easy to go from being a consumer, thoughtlessly throwing money around in exchange for groceries and movies and gas, to being a worker in the very same place. I am terrified, especially at the beginning, of being recognized by some friendly business owner or erstwhile neighbor, and having to stammer out some explanation of my project. Happily, though, my fear turns out to be entirely unwarranted. During a month of poverty and toil, no one recognizes my face or my name, which goes unnoticed and, for the most part, unuttered. In this parallel universe where my father never got out of the mines and I never got through college, I am baby, honey, blondie, and, most commonly, girl. My first task is to find a place to live. I figure that if I can earn $7 an hour, which from the want ads seems doable, I can afford to spend $500 on rent, or maybe, with severe economies, $600, and still have $400 or $500 left over for food and gas. In the Key West area, this pretty much confines me to flop houses and trailer homes, like the one, a pleasing 15-minute drive from town, that has no air conditioning, no screens, no fans, no television, and, by way of diversion, only the challenge of evading the landlord's Doberman pincher. The big problem with this place, though, is the rent, which, at $675 a month, is well beyond my reach. All right, Key West is expensive. But so is New York City, or the Bay Area, or Jackson, Wyoming, or Telluride, or Boston, or any other place where tourists and the wealthy compete for living space with the people who clean their toilets and fry their hash browns. Still, it's a shock to realize that trailer trash has become, for me, a demographic category to aspire to. So I decide to make the common trade-off between affordability and convenience and go for a $500 a month efficiency, 30 miles up a two-lane highway from the employment opportunities of Key West, meaning 45 minutes if there's no road construction and I don't get caught behind some sun-dazed Canadian tourists. I hate the drive, along a roadside studded with white crosses commemorating the more effective head-on collisions. But it's a sweet little place, a cabin, more or less, set in the swampy backyard of the converted mobile home where my landlord, an affable TV repairman, lives with his bartender girlfriend. Anthropologically speaking, the trailer park would be preferable. But here I have a gleaming white floor and a firm mattress, and the few resident bugs are easily vanquished. The next piece of business is to comb through the want ads and find a job. I rule out various occupations for one reason or another. Hotel front desk clerk, for example, which, to my surprise, is regarded as unskilled and pays only $6 or $7 an hour, gets eliminated because it involves standing in one spot for 8 hours a day. Waitressing is also something I'd like to avoid, because I remember it leaving me bone-tired when I was 18, and I'm decades of varicosities and back pain beyond that now. Telemarketing, one of the first refuges of the suddenly indigent, can be dismissed on grounds of personality. This leaves certain supermarket jobs, such as deli clerk, or housekeeping in the hotels and guest houses, which pays about $7, and I imagine is not too different from what I've been doing part-time in my own home all my life. So I put on what I take to be a respectable-looking outfit of ironed Bermuda shorts and scooped-necked T-shirt, and set out for a tour of the local hotels and supermarkets. Best Western, Econo Lodge, and Hojo's all let me fill out applications.